Chapter 16, Mount Horeb. We shall now take you to another mountain spoken of in the Bible, which is called Mount Horeb. Sometimes it is called Mount Sinai, and another wonderful name is also given to it, and that is the Mount of God. Now it has been called by this last name because God came down upon it and appeared to Moses, as we shall now tell you. You know the story of Moses, that when he was a little babe, he was hidden by his mother in an ark of bulrushes which was placed in the river of Egypt. It was there that Pharaoh's daughter found him, and her heart was so touched to see the little babe begin to cry that she took him to her own home. This was God's wonderful way of preserving Moses, so that he should not be killed as the other baby boys were. Instead of that, Moses was brought up in Pharaoh's court and was thus prepared for what God would have him do when he was grown up. But the time came when Moses had to flee from Pharaoh, and he went into the land of Midian and there looked after the sheep which belonged to the priest of Midian. One day he led the flock into the desert and came to this Mount Horeb. And while he was there, he saw that one of the bushes seemed to be all on fire, and yet it was not burned. So he went to see what this wonderful sight could mean. But when he turned to see it, he heard the voice of God calling to him. God told him to take off his shoes because it was holy ground. The presence of the great God made the place holy, and Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look upon God. But God told him to go back to Egypt and to bring the children of Israel out of that land. Now God gave to Moses some signs to prove to him that he had sent him to deliver Israel out of Egypt. One of these signs was that when Moses had brought the people out, they would worship God in that very Mount Horeb. So we find it came to pass, for when the people came out of Egypt and crossed the Red Sea, they came and stood before this great mountain. But God would not allow them to come near, nor even to touch the mount, because he would come down upon it. Moses was told to come up the mountain, and there God met with him and gave him the Ten Commandments written on two tables of stone by the finger of God. The mountain burned with fire, and there were thunderings and lightnings, which made the people tremble. Now these Ten Commandments are called the Law of God, and they tell us what we ought to do and what we should not do in order to obey God and to obtain His blessing. But the sad truth is that all mankind fell when Adam sinned, and now not one is able to keep this holy law so as to be righteous in the sight of God. People of Israel soon showed this to be the case, because when Moses was so long up the mountain, and they got tired of waiting for him, and made a golden calf and worshipped that as their god. When Moses came down from the mountain, he was angry with the people and threw down the two tables of stone, and they were broken in pieces. This was to show how quickly the people had broken the law, and God was angry with them. As we have already said, this is true of all of us, that we have broken God's holy law, and He is therefore angry with us. If we are blessed with the teaching of the Holy Spirit, we shall be brought to feel this, and that there is no hope for us in trying to keep that law. What then is to be done? Well, God in His mercy has provided a way of escape. He sent his own son to be made man, so that he came under this law and has perfectly obeyed it in the place of his people. He also came under the curse of the law, which was due to all his people, and he bore the punishment instead of them when he died upon the cross. This is the gospel, which shows us the way of salvation, and we need the Holy Spirit to make it known to us and to bring it into our hearts so that we may be saved. There is one other thing that happened on this Mount Horeb which we want to tell you, and that was in the days of Elijah the prophet. He had showed the people of Israel that this great God was the true and living God by calling down fire from heaven, which burnt up the sacrifice he had made. Then he killed all the prophets of Baal, which was the idol the people had worshipped instead of the true God. Queen Jezebel was angry with him for this, and she sent word to say that she would kill Elijah. So he fled and came to Mount Horeb, which was again the Mount of God, for God came to him there. First, there was a great wind, but God was not in the wind. Then there was an earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. Then there was a fire, but God was not in the fire. After that, Elijah heard a still small voice, and this was the voice of God speaking to him and telling him what he was to do. So we need to hear the voice of God in the gospel and not the dreadful sound of the fiery law if we would be saved and enabled to draw near to God at the throne of grace in humble prayer, confessing our sins and seeking forgiveness through Jesus Christ. But we must now give you the texts. You will find the account of Moses at Horeb in the book of Exodus, chapters 3, 19, and 20, and the account of Elijah in the first book of Kings, chapter 19.